Sorry, I don't mean to laugh at you, but you got to admit it's kind of peculiar. We got for a nice Chinese lunch at Wong Su's, and you make a fool of yourself in front of Wong and his lovely wife, Sue. Why? All because of the fortune in the fortune cookie. Don't you know them things can apply to anyone?
Oh, really? Oh, really? You will be coming into money soon, but if you are Larry Appleton, you won't be using it for tips.
Appleton, by Takamas, I want to talk to you. The theme of next Sunday's magazine section is children, and I want a new Dimitri cartoon for the cover.
Dimitri's going to be a cover sheep? You know, his dream is to be named People Magazine's sexiest lamb alive.
Well, I have to meet with the lawyers. You remember Rob Bob Phillips, that used to work up here? He's suing the paper because we fired him. Appleton, if I ever fire you, they'll make a federal case out of it.
You can count on me, sir.
And have the cover cartoon on my desk Monday morning.
Now, Belky, Mr. Wainwright says we have to have the cartoon on his desk by Monday morning. So maybe you should just skip your warm-up routine and get right to drawing.
Skip my warm-up routine?
Skip your warm-up routine.
Skip my warm-up routine?
Okay, do your warm-up.
Okay, 5-finger push-ups. One.
Come on, push, 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 push. You got one more in you. Dig deep, dig deep. Okay. All right, good, good. Okay, here we go. Let's get right to drawing.
And now I have to spell my name in the air with my nose. B-A-L-K-I. Whoa!
Okay, all right?
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
Let's get right to drawing.
Okay, Dimitri, let's... Where's Dimitri?
I don't know. We'll look for him later. Let's just get right to drawing.
Cousin, cousin, you know I cannot draw Dimitri unless I have him right in front of me. I have to connect with him. And I don't know where he is. He's usually right here on the corner of my desk, right where this note is. Balky, I have the sheep. Do exactly as I tell you or you'll never see him again. I'll be in touch. You know, I can't help noticing what a tremendous amount of work went into the writing of this note. Obviously, the person who sent it cares enough to send the very best. I wonder where Dimitri is.
Balky, Dimitri has been kidnapped.
I put missing sheep posters all over the neighborhood. Did the kidnapper call yet?
No, he hasn't, Belky.
Oh, cousin, I don't know what else I can do. I dusted my drawing table for fingerprints. I faxed Dimitri's picture to Unsolved Mysteries. I just thought and thought. I don't know what else I could do. What kind of a person could do this? I am emotionally drained. Okay,
yeah, well, of course you are.
I will not cry.
Well, Belky, you know, maybe you should... do something that would take your mind off Dimitri.
Oh, cousin, that would be so good.
Oh, of course it would be
good.
Oh,
gosh.
But what could you do?
What could I do?
I've got it. You could draw.
What could I do?
I said, I've got it. You could draw.
I could draw.
You could draw. Yes, but
But what could you draw?
What could I draw?
What could you draw?
What could I draw?
I've got it. You could draw a nice fluffy white cloud.
What could I draw?
I said, I've got it. You could draw a nice fluffy white cloud.
I could draw a nice fluffy white cloud.
Nice fluffy white cloud. Go
oh,
ahead.
I don't dare.
Oh, no, no, go okay, ahead, go ahead, go ahead. Oh, good, good. Oh, there.
I'm doing it. Yeah. I'm doing it, yeah. And I feel so much better.
Okay, give him some eyes, maybe, you know, just mine. Little nose, and maybe tail over here.
What about the mouth?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Good. Oh, yes, that's so very, very good.
Yes, you know what's really nice about it? I've just figured out what you're doing. You're trying to trick me into drawing Dimitri, aren't you? That is low, of course, and that's low even for you.
Hi, guys. I got the mail.
Oh, maybe there's something from the kidnapper. Falky, we are running out of time. We have got to have that cartoon on Mr. Wainwright's desk by Monday morning.
What is this? It's Dimitri's ear.
Oh. Falky, that's a fabric swatch I ordered. I'm getting new drapes for our bedroom.
What's this?
Isn't that one of your Think and Grow Taller tapes?
No. That was just a series of five.
As you can see, I still have your sheep. I want $10,000 or I'll turn him into 10,000 Q-tips. You catch my drift? I'll contact you within 24 hours.
Hi, Balky.
Hi, Marianne. The kidnapper called. He wants $10,000 ransom for Dimitri. And he said he's calling today, so I'm just rounding up some things to sell to get the ransom money.
Balky! This is my hairdryer!
Well, I know that's your hairdryer, but I was hoping that you would donate it to Dimitri's ransom fund. Unless it's a priceless family heirloom. Lovingly handed down from mother to daughter, every generation, for years back since your family first came to this country, and therefore much, much more important than Dimitri's life.
How could I be so heartless? Keep the dryer. I'll get you my facial sauna.
Balky! Incredible news! You'll never guess what I found in the trash dumpster outside behind the Chronicle. What are you doing? Stop it! Balky, I found Dimitri.
Oh, listen! Now we are so happy, we do the dance of joy.
Good idea. But first, first we draw.
Then we dance. Okay, here we go.
Why can't I hold Dimitri?
Well, Balky, Dimitri has been through a traumatic experience, and he needs to spend some time alone.
But the thing is, I yesterday he wanted $10,000 for Dimitri, and why he did change his mind?
Well, maybe somebody saw him with Dimitri, and so he had to get rid of the evidence. But the important thing is, Dimitri is here. And now we can get that cartoon to Mr. Wainwright by Monday morning. Okay, now, here we go. Do your warm-up. Five finger push-ups. Ready? One, two, three, four, five. Okay, good. Okay, here we go. We're going to write your name in the air with your nose, okay? B.
Question.
I always write my name with capitals. You're using lowercase.
Sorry.
Oh, that's all right.
Okay, here we go. B.
Why does it have to hurt so much?
Just be glad you don't have a longer name. Okay, here we go. All right, we're going.
Aha!
You wait just a cotton candy minute. Dimitri was made of pure wool. And this little imitation is made of some synthetic fiber. Cousin, my little friend Dimitri was not 32% rayon. This is not Dimitri. This is some puny polyester imposter.
No, Balky. Balky, of course it's Dimitri. If it wasn't Dimitri, I'd explain that when I walked by the dumpster, he was calling my name.
Get a grip. This is a stuffed sheep.
All right. Maybe it's not Dimitri. But if you don't draw Dimitri, Mr. Wainwright is going to fire us.
Cousin, look, I don't know how to say this. I cannot draw Dimitri unless I have Dimitri in front of me. It's like you cannot take a pill unless Jennifer hides it in applesauce. I'm sorry.
Okay. If you can't draw Dimitri unless Dimitri's here, we'll just have to get Dimitri back.
But, cousin, we cannot afford the ransom.
Balky, forget the ransom. We are going to catch the kidnapper. Now, what we have to do is to get him to meet us in a place where we have the advantage.
I've got it, cousin. The jungle gym down at the park. I know that thing inside out.
It'll never work.
How about the market?
What advantage will we have there?
None, but we need milk. Hello? Yes, this is Berti Bartachomus. Cousin, it's the man who has Dimitri. Listen, he likes to be scratched behind the ears and he likes to sleep on his left side and he has a little... Yes, I know he's just a stuffed animal, but I've been under tremendous emotional strain. Please indulge me!
Balky, if we're going to get Dimitri back, we're going to have to get tough. All right, listen, Pally. Listen and listen up good. We've got your $10,000, but we're not going to meet you in some dark, dangerous alley. No, shut up. Don't talk. We'll meet you tonight at midnight in the basement of the Chronicle. And bring the sheep.
And that goes double for me, Pally.
Balky, help me spread out these marbles.
Well, cousin, you know, I love playing marbles just as much as anyone else, but now it's kind of an odd time. I don't know how you play, but you know what we do on Meepos? We put all the marbles in our mouth, and then we'll see who can spit them the farthest.
Balky, we are not playing marbles. We are setting a trap for the kidnapper.
Well, yeah.
When he comes in, he'll step on the marbles. When he falls, that's when we jump him. Okay? It's almost midnight. Hit the light.
Cousin, what are you thinking?
I was just thinking. And I'm waiting here in the dark for someone deranged enough to kidnap a stuffed sheep. And therefore probably deranged enough to be carrying one of those automatic assault rifles. And I'm doing this so I can fill in a bubble over a cartoon to please my boss, who thinks I'm a babbling twit. Maybe I should re-examine my life.
You want to know what I'm thinking?
No.
Cousin, someone's coming.
It's the kidnapper. All right. When he falls, that's when we jump him.
course it. It's Miss Lydia. Boy, you think you know a person.
What are you two doing here?
Miss Lydia, Miss Lydia, you have kidnapped Dimitri and you're here to collect the ransom money. I love you, Miss Lydia, but you have thrown me into a terrible emotional conflict. You have done a horrible thing. But I want you to know that I am going to do everything I can to help you become once again a useful member of society. Cousin, get her out of my sight.
I didn't steal your sheep. I don't even eat lamb.
Malky, it wasn't Lydia. It was a man's voice on the phone.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Lydia. All this Dimitri stuff has got us a little tense.
Oh, well, shame on you.
False alarm. Come on.
Watch your step. Watch it.
Yeah. Just hit the lights.
Okay. Helping. It's Mr. Gorfley. Boy, you think you know a person.
Do you ever think maybe you two spend too much time together?
Mr. Gorfley, why didn't you come to me? We could have talked this over. I thought we were friends. Hey, it's Balky.
Balky, it's not why Gorfley is here.
Lydia's upstairs.
She is?
Oh.
Well, maybe I'll just stop up and say hi.
Hit the lights. Watch out.
Here, you be careful. Yeah, you be careful. How long do you think this parade of innocent people will go on?
I don't know, Balky, but when this monster shows up, we're gonna be ready for him.
Rob Bob, how are you?
Oh, I'm just fine, well, thank you. I'm fine.
Cousin Larry, look, this is Rob Bob Phillips. He used to work here.
Well, get down, Rob Bob, because we're waiting to catch a kidnapper.
Larry, Balky.
Balky, hit the lights.
I'm the kidnapper.
Balky, hit the lights.
I'm sorry to put you through so much. I know it was hard on you. Here's Dimitri.
Oh, Dimitri.
I took real good care of him. He really wasn't much trouble.
Listen, Robob, we haven't been able to raise all of the $10,000 ransom, so in a couple of days...
Balky, we are not giving him any money. You know... You short guys really tick me off. You sleazy little worm.
I don't want any money.
Oh, sure. Now that you know you're dealing with somebody bigger than you are, you sawed-off little criminal. Huh? How tall are you? Huh?
Listen. That's enough.
I just want Balky to forgive me. Reason your Dimitri cartoon got into the Chronicles because the cartoon I draw, Kangaroo Cowboy, was dropped. From the paper. I was hurt. And I wanted to hurt you, so I took Dimitri. I thought the paper would pay the ransom. But I felt so awful about what I was doing. Then I realized Kangaroo Cowboy would never do something that despicable. So I'm giving Dimitri back to you. I'm sorry, Balky.
I forgive you.
You know what you are? You're short. You're just
a short, short little worm. Just a short little worm. No, come on. No, just let me have one more shot at him. Hey, how's the weather down there, huh? Well, why didn't you tell us all this when you called?
I tried. You wouldn't let me talk.
I hear that.
It's late. I better get going. I'm sorry, Balky.
Rob, Bob, it's okay. And, hey, give Kangaroo Cowboy a real big buckaroo howdy for me.
Hey, I'll tell him. Bye.
Bye.
Come on, Balky. Let's go up to our office. If we hurry, we can still get the Dimitri cartoon on Mr. Wainwright's desk by morning.
This is why on Meepos we leave the marble playing to professionals.